This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Royal Navy Chaplain Shigun Balogun speaks about his role in the armed forces in the lead up to Remembrance Day. Chaplaincy is often described as walking with people on a specific journey. What sort of journeys do you travel with the seamen and women of the Royal Navy?
Sincerely, it would be very difficult to categorise into specific journeys, but with my experience, I think it's very unique with individuals. We have people who are on journeys dealing with separation from family, being at sea. We have others dealing with relationship issues. We have people dealing with bereavement and grief. And we have many young sailors dealing with separation from technology. They can access Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, because there is no Wi-Fi out there many times. And some people just deal with anxiety being at sea, you know, probably for the first time before they settle. So with regards to their journey, it comes specifically and uniquely with every individual. So I will say, and that's part of my role, to be able to work with each of them according to their unique journeys.
When you first arrive at the ship that you're going to be spending some time on and you go on board, what's your kind of first priority as you get on board? What's the first thing that you think, this is what I need to do?
Every ship is different, just like parishes, because that's what they are to me. Every individual ship that I look after or have pastoral care or oversight of is a parish to me. And the priority is to be there as a friend and as advisor, delivering high standards with regards to their pastoral care, moral care, spiritual care. And so the first thing I do is to introduce myself to everybody, get to know where they are, they get to know where I am, and then the journey begins.
Now, Remembrance Day is coming up very shortly. What's the importance of Remembrance Day for you?
For me personally, it's bearing in mind the sacrifice that many people have paid for the freedom that we have today. And secondly, to be an agent of peace so that we don't ever find ourselves in such a predicament ever again, if possible.
And how does Remembrance Day play out in terms of part of the institution, the Royal Navy, that you're part of?
Oh, it's very, very important, significant and unique, and it's well celebrated because of the history of the Navy in both World War I and World War II, and in many conflicts that the Navy had participated. And if you look at all the historical places like the Arboretum and like the Cenotaph, you know, here in Portsmouth, you will see that it's something that is traditionally celebrated. And as I said earlier on, it's a constant reminder of our history. And also it helps us to shape our future, because nobody wants to end up where we were in the past. So I will say it's very significant in the Navy, and indeed in the armed forces, I will say.
How does your own faith play out in practice in your role in the Royal Navy?
I will say my faith has evolved over the years. I grew up in a home where it's very, very conservative. For many years, I never stepped into a pub, for example. I will never find myself easily associating with people who smoke, for example. But over the years, and I have seen God calling me to walk alongside people from various costs of life, both churched and unchurched, people of faith and people without faith. And I think that transformation in me has actually helped me to be able to be a minister in the Royal Navy, where there are many people without faith and people of faith, and people of all race and background, sexual orientation, and so it's the uniqueness of my faith and the maturity that's come from that has helped me to be able to walk alongside everybody, irrespective of race, creed and colour.
Now, many of us are not connected directly with the Royal Navy, but we want to focus our prayers and thoughts on Remembrance Day. From your own ministry with the armed forces, what would you ask us to pray for?
Bearing in mind where we are at the moment, I think we will encourage people to pray for many families within the Navy who still remember the loss of a loved one, and also the future of the Royal Navy in terms of where we go from where we are today, and also how the world is shaping up. So I think I will ask for peace in for people to pray about, and also for people who are still grieving over the loss of a loved one, because with regards to the new video from the British Legion, it's no longer just for us to focus on 60, 70 years of history, but also in the last 2 years, 3 years or 4 years. So there are still so many people who will require our help and support with regards to that.
And finally, on Remembrance Day itself, where will you be?
Oh, I will be somewhere in the Northern Seas on HMS Duncan with my ship, celebrating and marking that special occasion.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.